Okay, we are still discussing the Machlokas Rav and Reb Zeira, whether an animal that was found after Chatzos, but before the Shechita of the one that was lost, the one that was lost was found before the Shechita of the one that you replaced it with, but after Chatzos, if that's also considered Nidcha, and therefore you can't bring it itself as a shlamim, but you have to sell it and bring the money and buy a shlamim with it. Or no, only if what's it called, if it's found, what's it called, before Chatzos, then it's not called Nidcha, but if it's found after the Shechita, then it's not considered Nidcha, because it was lost when the Shechita happened, and it's not Chatzos that makes a difference, but it's the actual Shechita that makes a difference. Okay. Eish Le'abai, bottom of Tzadik Vav on the base. In Kesev, right, by Shlomim it says, In Kesev. Matamud Lomar, Rabbas Tmuras HaPesach, Achra Pesach, Shekreve Shlomim. Didn't have to say, Rashi says, either Im, or didn't have to say Kesev, because it said already A's and it said Tzon, so I know that the Tzon that's not an A's is Kesed. So what's the, that's this barbe. Rabbis Tmuras Pesach Achra Pesach Shekrei B'Shlomim. That if you made a Tmura on Korban Pesach, that after Pesach it's also a Shlomim. Okay. Yochol Aflif Ne'a Pesach came. You might think even if what's it called Tmuras Pesach, even if you found it, it's on an animal that you found even before Pesach. Talmud Lomar, who? Who kore ve'ein tmuros ha-Pesach kreva? That says who? Kesef who? Makrid. Only the, what's it called, the Pesach itself, if it's left over, you bring it as a shlamim. But tmuros ha-Pesach is not nikrav. You sell it and you bring with the money. What's the hechidami? Which case is it talking about? It's talking about a Korban Pesach that you lost, and you found it before you shechted the other one, and you made the tmura before you shechted the other one, shechita, right? Of course it's not nikrav. It's your madcha, the tmura, the adai. The tmura already was there, and when you shechted the other Korban Pesach, you were madcha, this tmura, from being Korban Pesach. So of course you can't bring it. It's tichui biadai. Lomali Kwa, I don't need a pasuk to tell me that. That's pasuk. Elalav, Shanimsa Kodim Shchita, Behemer Boachar Shchita. You need the pasuk to tell me the case where you found the other animal before Shchita. And now the, what's it called, and you weren't Mamer yet. And then there was a Shchita. So the first, the original animal was Nidcha. But the Tmura was never Nidcha. It came from a Kedusha Dechuya. It was generated by an animal that no longer could be brought as a shlamim. But it itself had never had dichui. That's mamish the machlokas we had before. Right? So you see that what's it called? And for that the pasuk says that you're not makrivit by itself, since it comes mi koach kedusha dechuya. Tiyufta de rava, tiyufta. So it's a kashan rava. Rashi. Yochol af lifnei pesach came. Tmuras haPesach shenimtza lifnei Pesach teikrei b'shlamim. Talmud Lomar hu Pesach hu haPesach kosher korei ve'ein tmuras hakreva. Lav tmuras ahu dekorev kamamai. It's not talking about the tmura of the one that you bring, because that's obviously has the same din as the one that you bring. Ela hachi komer yesh tmuras Pesach shein hakreva. There is a tmuras Pesach that's not korei, not the tmura of a Pesach that you are bringing, that you bring as a shlamim. Versus Pshita Lo Karva, if it's talking where you made the Tmura before you shechted the other one, so of course it's not Kari. Doha Hukva V'Nidcha Pesach. It itself was Hukva to be like a Pesach, and it was Nidcha. The Apagav de La'el Omer Mas Nisan Hakam Ashmalon Deika Tmura Pesach Lo Karva Kra Mia Lo Itzrich Lashmin Hache. Now even though the Gemara said before that you need the Mishnah to tell me that, that's a Mishnah. You don't need a Pasuk to tell me this Halacha. It's enough of a chiddush that the Mishnah should tell me, but that we have to learn it from a pasuk, that for sure not. Hachi Garcino, we get it yet. Okay. Amar Shmuel. New thing. Kol shebechatas neisa, the Pesach korev shlamim. Any case where you have a chatas that has to die, right? And we'll see in one second which of those cases. So similar to that, Pesach would be brought as a shlomim itself. In the cases where the chatas would die, Pesach you bring itself as a shlomim. The chol shebachatas roeh, any case where a chatas would not die, but you would let it get a mum, and then you would sell it, and buy with an ola, the Pesach nami roeh. Then by Pesach also, you can't bring that korban that animal as a korban. You have to let it, what's it called, get a mum, sell it, and bring it as a shlomim. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, ein ha-Pesach korev shlomim, ela shenimtza achar shchita. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, there's only one case where you bring the actual Pesach that was lost as a shlomim, and you don't let it get a mum and sell it. The only time that it itself is korev shlomim, where it's nimtza achar shchita, so when the shchita of the second one happened, this was still lost, so you weren't matchet b'yadayim. I will call them shchita lo, but if you found it before shchita, not. Okay, let's see Rashi. Omer Shmuel kol shebechatas nesa, v'Rabbi Yochanan Omer ein ha-pesach korev shlomim, ela shenimtza achar shchita, v'al kol shchita lo. Now Rashi explains what it means. Kol shebechatas nesa, chamesh chatos nesa, shalach lomos mitzinai. There are five kinds of chatos that if whatever five circumstances in a chatos that halach lomos mitzinai, the chatos has to die. Just let it die. Cones from the keeper of the hemesos. You put them in a corral and without any food, and you let them die. Vlad chatos. One of them is a chatos. It can be a nekeva. It gave birth. So that vlad chatos dies. Utmuras chatos. If you made a tmura on a chatos, it dies. The chatos shemesu ba'aleva. You had a chatos, and the owner of the chatos died. So if the chatos now has no owner, you can't use it, you can't stop bring the chatos, therefore you let it die. The chatos nischapru ba'aleha yedei acheres sha'ov dezos, the afrikach nimsa, you lost the chatos, and you separated another one to take its place, and you brought the other one, and now this one is what's it called chatos shechkipru ba'aleha, right? That the ba'alim already got the kapara from the second chatos, they were makrish. So this first one now, you can't do anything with, you let it die. The she'ibra shnosa, or it got to be more than a year old. Chatos has to be a year old. Now it's what's called more than a year old. It's posel, it's for a chatos, and it's you let it die. The nokat shmul gabi pesach, simona bay. So Shmuel gave a simon. This is not something Rashi says that's a svara. Because of this is this. It's just a simon. The same cases where you would have a chatas, mace, the korban pesach in a similar situation would be brought as a shlomi. The omar kol shebechatas mesa im maestra hachi bepesach korban shlomi. If a similar thing happened by korban pesach, the korban pesach would be brought as a shlomi. The kol sarka daitav da kulu mesas to chatas, right, yishtakon gabi pesach korban shlomi. And we think that all the cases that are possible by Pesach it's impossible to have a Vlad Pesach because it's a Zohar. So in any of the ones that are possible by Pesach, then the halacha applies. Wherever by a chatos you would let it die, by a Korban Pesach in a similar situation that could apply to Korban Pesach, you bring it as a Shlomim directly. Dehainu, so what does that apply to? Tmuras Pesach, u Pesach Shemesu Ba'alav, v'shekipru balav v'sha'av r'shna. So, those four are possible by Pesach. Craven l'shlomim. In all those cases, if you have a korban Pesach that you made a tmura, so you bring the tmura as a shlomim. Pesach where all the owners died. So now the korban Pesach is not come, it's possible. There's nobody left to be makar of the korban Pesach for it. So you, what's it called? You bring the as a shlomim. Or, you lost the korban pesach, found another one, shechted the other one, the first one goes as a shlomim. Or, korban pesach, they got lost, and you didn't find it till a year later. And what's it called now? It's the year went by. It's more than a year. In all those cases, you bring it as a shlomim. The chol shebechatas roeh, right, the common mefarish mighty. Later on, the Gemara is going to discuss which case is that. Where's the case that a chatas, you don't let it die, but you let it graze until it gets a mom, and then you sell it, and you bring an ola. It's not one's a chomer and one's more cow, right? They're just talach and moshmi sinai. Sometimes you do this, sometimes you do that. The haydin nokit gabe misa the chatas of pesach korev, the gabe ria the chatas of pesach ria, lab taima kiyoye bay. There's no correlation between why by a chatas it dies and why by a pesach you bring it to shlamit. It's just a sinning. It happens to be that they're parallel. But there's no reason why, because of this, that's why this is also. To mishum the hacha mesa hacha korev. Ela simona bi almahu. It's a simon. Just get a simon, you remember it. Okay, so that's what Shmuel said, and Rabbi Yochanan argues, and he says, no, there's no case where you bring a korban pesach that's lost as a shlamim unless it was found after the shechita. But before the shechita, no. Maskif lor of Yosef. Uklolahu, is this a klal, what Shmuel said? That wherever a chatas would die, the pesach would be brought as a shlamim directly. Vahari chatas sha'avr shnasa deliriya asa. Maisa. We'll see in 1 second, we just said not like that, right? Chata sha'avra shnasa is l'riya. It doesn't get killed. It doesn't know that it died. Chata that became 2 years old, you first have r'iya, and then let it get a mum, and so on. The Omer Abshim ben Lakish, chata sha'avra shnasa, roe no so kilu hi omedes v'vesakforos, v'roe, right? Chatas that became 2 years old, and you didn't bring it on in the proper time, right? You didn't bring it by the, it was still one. So you look at it as if it's a Beis HaKvaros, like no Kohen can go in there and shecht it. You just leave it graze till it gets a mum, and then you sell it and you bring an ola. The Ilu v'Pesach ki agav nekar shlomim. The Maisa v'Pesach that became 2 years old, you bring it as a shlomim. So it's not a cloud. The Tanya, Kesev, the Rabbos is a Pesach la'alya. Right? It says Kesev, to tell me that a carbon pesach that you bring from a kesev you have to be makar of the alya. Because it doesn't say beferish the alya anywhere, right? So you have to bring the alya. Shuomer in kesev, in fact it says in kesev, the rabbos, the sakesev, the obrishnaso, right? That pesach that became 2 years old, ushlom haboy machmas pesach, and also the chagigas arbosar, we Rashi learned before. That comes together with the Pesach, lechol mitzvah shlamim, that they're a regular shlamim, you have to do everything you do to a shlamim to them. Shetunim smicha, unesachim, utnufas chazi v'shok, that you have to have smicha on it, like a shlamim. You don't make a smicha on a regular korban Pesach. You have to bring the sachim with it, and you have to wave the chazi v'shok, and that goes to the Kohen. Okay? Kshu omer im eis, hitsiko inyam, limidalha eis, shein tol nalya. An eis, even though it has an alya, you're not makr of the alya on the mizbeach by an eis. So that's what this brisa says. So what do you see from here? That pesach sha'avra shnasa, you bring as a shlomim, a full fed shlomim. And yet, pesach chata sha'avra shnasa is the riyah. So the cloud doesn't apply. Kol shebechatas roeh, the pesach also roeh is not true. Omar lei, tika omar Shmuel ba'avudim, bitchuyim lo omar. Okay, Shmuel was only talking about those cases where the chatas was lost. The case where kipru ba'alecha or whatever, but not the case where stam it's nidchu that would be 2 years old. In that case, he wasn't talking. The klal didn't apply to all of the chatos that died, but only the chatos that died because they were lost. Rashi, uklalahu dechol shebechatas roa the pesach roa, is that a klal that Shmuel said wherever a chatas is roa, pesach also is roa, meaning you don't bring it as a shlamim itself, but you have to bring the money that's generated as a shlamim. Teresh lakish umsechas tmura the perik vlad chatas the hasam mosiv lo masnis and the hasam diktani v'sha'avra shnasa umetaritz la the hachiktani sha'avra shnasa the avda. Oh, Abda, the Nimtza Balas Mum. Okay? Either it got, went over the year, right? And, Shlokish says that over that kind of case, Chata, Shabra Shnasa, or it got lost, or it got a became a balmum, in all those cases you sell it, and you generate money, and you bring it over. Moreh says, ki'ilo omedes v'sakoros. In these cases, what do you do? What do you do to the chatos? You leave it there, as if it's in a v'sakoros, komokom shihi, wherever it is, roin ki'ilo v'sakoros. You consider it like it's in a v'sakoros. She'ein kohen nichnas v'mashof, it means you don't shecht it. You don't bring it, right, at all. V'roa ad shetistoiv, you wait till it, what's it called, gets a mum. V'timoker, v'yipu domeha nedova v'shofor shekosav alei nedova. And the money goes into the shofar in the Beis HaMikdash, the Pushka, where you brought Nedavas Olas, when the Mizbeach, Mekaitz in Barnes and Mizbeach, when the Mizbeach was not being used, so you brought Olas and remarked them on the Mizbeach. Zemed Rosh Hashanah Yehoda HaKohen, Mesechus Tmura, Shekol Moser Chatas, V'Oshem HaKeis HaMizbeach. Any Chatas, Oshem is left over, you generate money, you bring in all of the ketzamas be'ah. Chutz mi chatos meso shein alachim, except for the ones that have to die. All the other ones, you wait till they get it. Mum, sell them, bring in all of them. Kest of the rabbis, k'toni mi'es pesach she'ovra sh'naso kari. But by pesach she'ovra sh'naso, so here we have Reish Lakish who says that chatos she'ovra sh'naso is roeh. And by pesach she'ovra sh'naso, says b'feresh, you bring it as a shlamin. So the rule doesn't apply. It should have said that by Pesach, Shavar, Shnaso, you also let it get a mum, sell it, and bring a shlomo. That's not true. Where it says, Kikomer Shmuel ba'avudim, bitchuyim lo omar. Right? Shmuel only said his din by those chatos that are lost, not the ones that stam were nidche. Okay, Rashi. Let's go back to the Gemara. Uva'avud mi meshkachesva. Right, Lechora, where's the case of Avud? That would be that Kol Shebechatas Mesa or Kol Shebechatas Roeh, the Pesach is also Roeh. Where's the case of a Chatas that got lost, and now it's not Mesa, but it's Roeh? Right, Mor says, V'Avud Mimashkachas La, V'Hari Avud B'Shat Safrasha L'Rabbanan D'L'Re'iyah Azla. We have a case of Avuda B'Shas HaFrosha, meaning what's it called? That when you were mafresh the other chatas, this one was lost. Okay, but you found it before you shechted the other one. So it never was nidche mamish. It goes l'riya. It doesn't die. It goes l'riya asla. Disnan, the Mishnah says, Hifrish chataso v'avda. You were mafresh the chatas and got lost. The Hifrish acheres tachteho, and then you separate the second one to take its place. The nimtzes harishona, the harishtei and omdos, and you found the first one before you shechted the second one, after the hafrasha, before the shechita. Okay, and they're both standing there now, and you could use either one for a chatas. You have two possible animals to use for your chatas. So achas mehem tikrut, one of them you bring as a chatas. Ushniya tamus divi Rebbe, the second one dies. That's what Rebbe says. The chachamim omrim. Ein chatos mesa ela shenimtzes la'achar sheneschap rubayim. The only time the chatos will die is if you found the first one after you brought the second one. But if you still didn't bring the second one and the two are standing there together, then it doesn't die. Right? Hakodim sheneschap rubayim roeh. So what's the case? It's avuda. You found it before you shechted the second one. And by chatas it's roeh. What would be the similar case by Pesach? The ilu of Pesach, heichad da'avad, v'nimtza achar chatzos, kodem shechita, right, by kodem Pesach, if it was lost, and you found it after chatzos, before you shechted the other one, right, so you have both of them standing here, and you could use either one as kodem Pesach, korek shlomo. The halach is you bring that as a shlomo, right? So what's it called? So it's not, doesn't fit, the rule doesn't fit. Here's a case where, by according to the Chachamim, the Chatas would be Roeh, and the Pesach would not be Roeh. It'll be, you bring it as a Shlomim. Where it says, Shmuel k'Rebbe stirolei. No, Shmuel doesn't hold like the Chachamim. He holds like Rebbe, it's a Chatas Mesa. And then the rule applies. That wherever the Chatas is Mesa, by Pesach you bring it as a Shlomim. It's perfectly. Same thing over here. In this case, according to Rebbe, the Chatas would die, even though you found it before you shechted the other one, still it dies. In the Mela, by Korban Pesach, you bring it as a shlomi. Mar says, "Vaha kol avuda l'Rebbe Meisa, v'ilu Pesach heichad da'abad kodim chatzos, v'nimtza kodim chatzos, roe, right? L'maisa, if it's going to Rebbe, the klal is still not a klal. Because according to Rebbe, every case of avuda is Mesa. There's never a case where you have a chavdus that gets lost that you ever what's it called, let it graze and bring an olam. Every chatas avuda is mesa, and by Korban Pesach it's not true. There's a kind of avuda that wouldn't be, that you wouldn't bring as a shlomim. How? Where it was what's it called lost before chatzos, and you found it before chatzos, then according to everybody it's roeh because it's nidcha b'chatzos, either the shchit of the second one or b'chatzos. Either way, according to everybody, that's roeh. Or it says kodem chatzos l'avavu to the rova. If it, you found it before Chatzos, that's not called a Chatzos that was lost. Because it was only lost before the time you could bring it as a Korban Pesach. And all the time you could have brought it as a Korban Pesach, it wasn't lost. You found it before Chatzos. That's not called a Chatzos that was lost. That's called a Chatzos that was Nidcha. That's like it got 2 years old. That's not a lost Chatzos. Because, that lost Pesach, I mean. It's not a lost Pesach. Because L'maisa, you found it before the time that you could have brought Korban Pesach. Right, so it's not. It never was a Pesach that was lost. It was lost at a time, but it wasn't Korban Pesach b'chlal. So that's not called loss. So the rule doesn't apply to that. Like Rava said, "Amar Rava, Avedas Laila, Lav Shmo Aveda." If an animal gets lost at night in a time when you can't bring it as a korban, that's not called loss. If you find it before the morning, then it's not, was never lost. Same thing over here. If you found the Korban Pesach before Chatzos, it was never lost as a Korban Pesach. Rashi. Ki kamer Shmuel ba'avudim betchuyim omar ba'avudim mamashkachas lo ki omar Shmuel kosher b'chatas mesa lava kulokoi. When Shmuel said that any time a chatas dies, the shlamin would be brought, the Pesach would be brought as a shlamin, didn't say it on all the cases. Ela kipru ba'aleh lechuda shel yidei ibur. He only said it by karbonis that were lost, and because of that, the bailim were machaper with another one. In those cases, this rule applies. Ba'amesu ba'aleh holokoi, delo mashkachas be'roeh. It's not going on the case where the bailim died, because there it's not shayach roeh. Ela kipru ba'aleh lechud. It's only going on one case, where the chatas was lost, and the bailim were machaper with another one. Komashkachas le'lo roeh kidlekamon. And there it's possible also to have a case of roeh. You could have roeh, you could have mesa. Depends on when it was found or whatever. The Gavi Pesach Nami Akipru Bailakoi. Therefore, the rule only applies to a Pesach, a similar Pesach, where the animal was lost, and you already brought another one, and then the one that was originally there is either Roeh or brought as a Shlamin based on what would be with the Chatas in a similar situation. Uklalahu, the Chol Pesach Shikipru Bala Ba'acher Roeh. In Kiyotzi, Bobachatas Roeh. And the klal is any Pesach that you lost the Pesach and you brought a different Pesach. That's called Kipru. It's not really Kapora. It was Yotsu Ba'alecholai. Right? And with another one. Then, wherever by Achatas, that would be Roeh, by Korban Pesach also is Roeh. The Korib Shlomim in Kiyotzi Bobachatas Mesa. And if in the similar situation the Chatas would die, then the Korban Pesach is brought itself as a Shlomim. Aval im chatas dechuya kagon ivra avra shnosa. But if we're talking about where it never got lost, shlam a chatas dechuya, it got to be 2 years old. Shomedes b'faneinu. It was there, and you, what's it called, you didn't bring it. So by the next year, it's possible. Right? It was never lost. Shlam nidchet. Varihu dechuya mehakriv lo amri. He didn't say this klal by dechuya. He only said it by avuda. So Mara says, that's not true then. The Hari Avud, the Bishat Safrasha, if the carbon was lost, right, and you found it after you were Mafrish, the second one, but before you were Shechted it. You didn't Shecht the second Chattis yet. You found it before you Shechted the second Chattis. Chattis Sha'avda, Ad Shehifrish Acheres Tachtecha, V'nimtzis Kodem HaKrovis Hashniya. You found it after you were Mafrish, the second one, but before you Shechted it. L'rabbonin de pligi alei de Rebbe Maseches Tmura, the amrei de l'riya ashla, the shnana mafish chakas. L'maisa, the rabbonin say that it goes l'riya. And in that case, right, and ein chatas nesa mishum kipru baleha elo ha'avuda b'shat kapara v'nimtzes achar sh'neschapru habayim. Right? Then Rabbi Yochanan says that the only case of a chatas nesa is where, because the you lost it, and the Bailam were neschapru with another one, is only where it was lost, and continued to be lost, until after you were makrib the second one. V'nimtzes achar sh'neschapru habayim. Ha nimtzes kodim kapara. But if you found it before you were rejected the other one, kiven damri rabbanan lo meisha havi le moser chatas for roe v'damri l'shopros. According to rabbanan, in that case it's a roe, it's a chatas roe, and according by Pesach should be the same thing. The ilu of Pesach ki agavno oved b'shas afrosha v'nimtze kodim shchita achar chatzos korek shlomo. It's not roe, right? It's, even if you found it, what's it called? You found it after chatzos, but before. It was before the Shechita. In that case, you bring itself as a Shlomin. Reb Zeira. The Omer Kodem Chatzos, the Akar Chatzos, Shadinu. Like Reb Zeira. That it depends on Chatzos and not on Shechita. Alma Pesach, Shehoye Lefaneinu B'Shat Kapara, Uvilvad Sheh Ovud B'Chatzos, Karev Shlomo. Right? A Pesach that was still lost when Chatzos came. So it wasn't nidche b'yodayim, because when the time for Korban Pesach came, it was lost. Even though now, you what's it called, and it was before the shechita of the other one, so you weren't madche it with the shechita, right? It was lost by chatzos, you bring it as a shlamet. It's not considered dichui b'yodayim. So in a similar case by chatos, would be that you what's it called, that you don't bring it as a, you don't let it be roeh. You don't what's it called, it's over in that case, it's a roa. So the cloud doesn't apply. Mara says, no, Shmuel Karebi Shvirule. Then in that case, the chatas would die. The roa, the chatas, the kamer Shmuel, the kamein beforish. So if that's the case, he holds like Rebbe, where does he hold chatas as roa? Rebbe doesn't hold as such a thing as a chatas roa. All chatos die. So Mara's going to answer that later. But who adin the motzile truth say Shmuel Karebi Shvirule? The Gemara could have said, Shmuel holds a Rabba, that it doesn't depend on Chatzos, it depends on the Shechita. Right? The Omer called him Shechita Shoninu, the Pesach Nomi, Ovid B'Shas HaFrosh, Roeh, and the Enichanami. If it was lost after Chatzos, but you found it before the Shechita is Madcha B'Yadayim, and it's only Roeh. So if he holds a Rabba, there's no question. But the Gemara wanted to answer, even if he holds the Grav Zeira, it's still an answer. The Gemara Taka in the second Lashon says that he holds the Grava, not the Grav Zeira. But in this Lashon, the Gemara wants to say, even if he holds the Grav Zeira, there's still a Teretz. Nimsa kodem chatzos, afilu Grav Zeira roeh, the kavat te chatzos. If you found the animal before chatzos, the chatzos is madche it be odayim. It was already found before chatzos. So then what's it called? Then it's roeh. Right, kodem chatzos shehi shah she'enu ruuya lo lahakrova lav avodu. So Mara says no, ain't a chanami. According to Reb Zeira, the halacha would be if you found it before chatzos, and chatzos passed over it when it was not lost anymore, that ain't a chanami would be roa. Right, you wouldn't bring it as a shlomi. Okay, and that wouldn't fit the cloud because by chatzos it's mesa, according to Rebbe. So Mara says lav avodu. But the cloud was only said by Avudim. And a Pesach that you lost and found before Chatzos is not called lost. Because when it was could be a Pesach, it was never lost. It was there. That's called Dehuyim. That's not called Avudim. And the cloud was only said by lost Korbanos. And a Korban Pesach that was lost, right? If you lost it 2 days before Pesach and found it a day before Pesach, it's obviously not lost. Right? It was never a lost carbon, the Gabi carbon Pesach. So as long as you found it before Chatzos, it's not considered lost. The Omar Rava Gabi Chatos, Rava said a similar thing by a Chatos. Avedis Laila, the Hifrish Acheris Tachteha Balaila, the Nimtzis, Laor HaBoker, Afil Lerebi, Lav Lamiso Asla, Laria, Ho Valaila, Lav Shaz HaKrovahi. If you lost the carbon Chatos at night, and you found it before morning, then it was never lost. Because in the time when you could have brought it as a chatas, it never was lost. It's only lost if you could have brought it and you lost it. But if you couldn't have brought it anyway, then it's not called lost. That's called nidche. And even according to Rebbe, that's real.